Can endangered animals be copied? I'm Bob Hirschhorn, and this is Science Update. Today's Why Is It question comes from Steve Gunzelman of Dundalk, Maryland.
Why can't cloning be used to produce more endangered species?
Well, Steve, we talked to Betsy Dresser, director of the Audubon Nature Institute's Center for Research of Endangered Species. She says one group managed to clone a wild ox called a gaur, but it took thousands of tries. Dresser says the technology just isn't ready yet.
It's so very much in its infancy. Just not enough research has been done to this point because it's costly and you don't always have the animals because they're low in number.
She says right now, scientists are perfecting the cloning process on domestic animals. Once it's deemed safe and reliable, cloning could help increase populations of endangered species and preserve their genetic diversity.
Now, it won't be the only method of this assisted reproduction that we're going to use, and it's not going to be the saving of all endangered species. It's, again, another method that we can use to reproduce species that are not reproducing.
If you've got a science question, don't let it disappear. Call us at 1-800-WHY-IS-IT. If we use it on the show, you'll get a free Science Update mug. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirschhorn.